Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me start with this last statement. Minister, thank you very much. I thank the Minister Saffron for his important statement. And let me once again, as we have done in the past, share, and I think this is a feeling of everybody here, share our sympathy for the losses in, and the damage incurred during the catastrophic floods that we have all been witnessing on TV and social media, and assure you that UNHCR, as has already been done, will continue to be part of the humanitarian response that the government has led with the support of the international community. But you know, your remarks on the climate emergency impact on Pakistan and the very little role that Pakistan has by way of carbon footprint, Minister, are very well taken. I won't speak more because the Secretary General has been extremely clear on that during his visit and before, and we fully subscribe his point of view. I do want to also recognize once more, I think in this room, for more than 40 years we have recognized Pakistan's important role in hosting millions, generations literally, of Afghan refugees, which you continue to do, and we will continue to stand by you as much as we can. We managed to increase slightly the cash grant, as you mentioned, not enough, I agree with you, but this is what our current finances, and I have explained this morning, allow us to do in order to make it sustainable. I also want to subscribe to your view that we should not neglect protracted refugee situation, and everybody knows how protracted the refugee situation you're dealing with has been, and also stress, which I mentioned this morning, but I want to do it more explicitly now, that the focus on Afghanistan that stemmed from last year's event, the takeover by the Taliban of the control of the country, that interest and the humanitarian support should not neglect in turn the fact that in Pakistan, and by the way, in the Islamic Republic of Iran as well,